So this video is a little bit around my own personal story with breast cancer, hair loss, and how I have been seeing it from an energetic point of view, which is a little different than maybe the way that you have been seeing your hair loss. So I wanted to share this with you today. So first of all, my background is with yoga, with Ayurveda, and with energetics. So understanding the truths of things beyond the limitations of the mind. So despite all the things that we think about hair loss, I kind of get rid of those and say, well, what from an energy point of view, from a spiritual point of view, is this all about? What can it mean to me? And so this has been a fairly new topic, thinking about the hair loss, because my breast cancer diagnosis was only in November of 2022. So I was diagnosed with stage 1 triple negative breast cancer, and I decided to go through with a double mastectomy. And I was also told that afterwards I would go through 4 rounds of chemotherapy. Now, right from the get-go, the doctors never promised or gave me any false hope of keeping my hair. They told me pretty much that the type of chemotherapy that I was going to be getting would, like 99% sure, cause my hair to fall out. And it did. But the way that I viewed the hair loss might be a little bit unconventional. So I'm going to share the energetics of my experience. And, you know, I kept my hair here as just a little reminder of what it is we're actually talking about. This stuff that is just, you know, now it's off my head, is just a bunch of clumped hair, right? But when it was in my head, it definitely meant more than just this. So I wanted to share with you so that you might feel a little bit more empowered and knowledgeable about what is happening from an energetic point of view. So let's just start with, you know, when my hair was in my head, it definitely gave me a sense of identity as a woman. It led me, or gave me, the ability to kind of craft my look. My hair was quite long, so I could wear it up, I could braid it. It could definitely kind of tweak the way that I wanted to present myself. And I'm not gonna lie, right? It was also a way of presenting myself as being attractive as a woman. Yeah, that's probably totally conditioned, but it's the truth. So it definitely had an identity feeling and some kind of power feeling to it. And before I actually decided to shave my hair off, they told me that between the first and second treatment, the hair would start to fall out. And it really did. It started like clumping, and just like anytime I touched it, there would be like just masses of mat in my hair. So I was like, you know what? I'm done with finding hair in my food, hair on my clothes, hair in my car, hair everywhere. I just shaved the whole thing off. But before, I had this like super emotional moment where I was just crying for 2 or 3 days, and at an energy level, you know, so it wasn't like a mental thing. I wasn't like thinking about something and then crying, but the subtle body, the energy body, knew that it was about to experience it, or was experiencing, a loss. And when we lose something, the hair falls, it falls down like a waterfall, it falls down. And so it made sense to me as an energy worker that the same feeling of moving down and releasing down is the same feeling that we have of water. And so with the impending knowing that my hair was going to be completely lost, those tears came. So that's the first thing I want to offer is if you have been feeling very emotional about your hair loss, that not to beat yourself up about it, that your subtle body has a knowledge and a wisdom that it's losing something. And this energy of loss, of release, is called apana, right? And just maybe knowing that is giving you a sense of serenity a little bit. The other strange thing was, again, I really tuned into, okay, like, it's gonna come out, I gotta raise it off, how, like, what am I doing it today? Like, I kept thinking, am I doing this today? And my subtle body was like, no, Saturday. And there was no physical reason for it to be the Saturday, but I sure as hell didn't want it to be the Friday. And so I was looking up like the energies of different days, and I noticed that Fridays are associated with the planet Venus. So planet of fertility, planet of love, of sensuality. And I was like, I don't want to shave my hair on that day. I didn't think about it, but I knew it was supposed to be the Saturday. When it went to Saturday, it's related to the planet Saturn, which is to do with liberation. So it was really bizarre that, again, there was some part of me that was energetically wanting to align my hair loss, or the fact that my hair was going to be off, with a particular energy of cosmic energy. Then once I had actually taken it off, it felt really good. I felt like just such a sigh of relief that this thing that, you know, there was an underlying knowing that I couldn't hold on, right? The weeks leading up to me actually taking my hair off, that sense of crying, that sense of not being able to hold on. And it was a sense of not being able to hold on to my identity. That part of me with the hair was an old part, like old and dead, like this. That part of me that was gonna be new needed to let go of this. And so being able to shed ourselves is a very healthy thing, right? We change. Our mind tends to want to stay fixed, and stay fixed at a happy time in your life. Maybe it was your 20s or your 30s, right? It wants to create and hold you in that place. But as an evolutionary soul, your body is not fixed, right? Your body is moving and adjusting and able to be with all of the things that are coming to you, right? The challenges that you get, you're more than capable of meeting them. You might need to reframe your mind a little. You might need to come to a little bit more spiritual perspective, the helicopter perspective, but you are able to take them on. And so as soon as I admitted that, yeah, the hair was my identity, yes, I was going to lose it, and on a Saturday, then this feeling of release happened, the fact that I had released the identity. And then these threads that are the hair came out from my scalp, and I was able to surrender to the part of me, the soul part, the spiritual part, that doesn't really get affected about hair loss, right? And so it's the spiritual part. And hair traditionally has been a part of the body that's really connected with spirituality. So I wanted just to tip into that. So it's not just my story, but the story of many religions and many spiritual texts, that hair is the most etheric part of ourselves. And if you imagine in the Ayurvedic system, your body, and the yogic system, your body is made up of five elements. You have the element of earth, right, of bone. Body is fleshy. You have the element of water in your body through the reproductive system, through the lymphatic system. You have the energy of fire through your body temperature, through your digestion. And you also have the element of air, through the little air gases in your blood and through the lungs. And then you have the element of ether, that you take up a space, right, around your body, like you could cut around my body. There's a space that I contain. And the hair is the most, if you imagine just one strand of hair, like it's you, all of your DNA is in this piece. And yet it's so thin. It's just, and yet if someone pulls your hair, you feel it. So it's super etheric. And it relates to the aura. It's almost like the part of you that's not you, but can still feel you. So it's the closest to your energetic field. And you can imagine it like etheric threads. So you imagine like there's me, and then there's something that is breathing me, wants me to be alive, wants me to be in this body. There's something, whether you want to see that as God or spirit or soul or higher self, whatever you see it as, it's there for all of us. And the hair is almost like an etheric antenna to connect to that. It connects to our nervous system within our body, right in the hair follicle. So it's connected to your nerves, and it's connected to that which is out with you. I always think of these cartoons where you see someone freaking out, right? Their hair is like, ah! Right? So energetically, you know, some days we feel like that, like, ah, the hair. So it's got that already just by the nature of its being what it is. It does have that spiritual aspect. What's really fascinating is how that trickles down into various religions. So there are some religions that eschew taking the hair off, right? Releasing the egoic identity of you being you and letting kind of God or your higher self be more connected to your hair, right? There's no identity. There's no, this is me, ego me here. There's just this direct connection. So you have, for example, the monks would create the tonsure here. You have the Buddhist monks who would shave everything off, and other traditions where hair is seen to be taken off as heightening connection to God, to spirituality. And then there are the split camps that say that your hair is your strength, right? It's like you own you, you own your own personal strength as a human being. And so to cultivate more of that, so like the Rastafarian, the head is using the Rasta dreads. There is also in the yogic tradition, some of the yogis, you know, having their hair like growing super long. So there are split camps on either, you know, taking it all off or growing it as long as you can. I think the message is there's not one that's right or wrong, but that they're both signifying the energetic quality of hair and spirit and ego and person, you know, the two. So how can we sit with hair loss, knowing all of this? I wanted to give you a mudra, a hand gesture that you can sit with the feeling of maybe discomfort or vulnerability that can come when you have either lost your hair or shorn your hair off and you're now without any headwear. So this mudra is called Ahankara Mudra. And it's said to relate to that ego part of ourselves, that part of ourselves that creates an identity that is like, hey, this is me, this is Nick with my hair, and this is me without my hair. So settling that part and feeling at ease with this new identity and maybe that vulnerability that you're feeling. And think about yourself like a newborn baby, right? Back to your roots, that you get a chance to rebirth yourself. that you get a chance to not know who you're going to be, because one of the things I've understood is that in the post-chemo recovery period, that your hair is going to grow back, and it was going to go back perhaps in a different way than you were before. And for me, there's something just beautiful about this alchemical transition from the old me that was very much about my ego to this new part that I don't even know what it's going to look like yet. So I invite you to join me and just sit for a moment with thumb and first finger together, right in the center of the chest. The other three fingers lay over, and you imagine like a little bead, this little bead seed of yourself as your identity, right on the inside, close to your heart center. And sitting up tall, just maybe closing your eyes, letting the breath come there. Letting your attention settle there rather than being up in your face or in your head. And I want you to have a gentle smile on your lips, a gentle acceptance smile. Acceptance of your situation. Acceptance of part of you that is changing. Acceptance of loss. See if you can seek some strength behind that area. Anytime that you feel yourself nervous or anxious, just allowing yourself to come back to this mudra. Ankara Mudra, quietening of the ego self, and then to release, just take your hand off, bring your palms together, your heart center.